Welcome to this edition of Glancing at the Stars. It's a good title, don't you think? My wife Cindy came up with it. We've been married for 29 years, although I must admit I've had a relationship with astrology for even longer. So when we decided to get married, I spent considerable time trying to figure out what was the best date astrologically for us to take that big step. You see, a fundamental premise of astrology is that the start of any life, whether it's an individual, business, marriage, or any important event, contains the basic blueprint of how that event will unfold, somewhat like how a seed contains a specific plant within its shell. Of course, many factors will affect how an event will play out. With marriage, you have two birth charts, one for each person, as well as the marriage chart. It goes without saying that a strong attraction usually exists between two people that motivate them to marry in the first place. A good marriage chart will combine well with the two individuals' charts and also have good indications for longevity, happiness, etc. by itself. Consulting astrologers for favorable times to start something important, especially a marriage, is done routinely in a number of countries in Asia. I'm not saying that our marriage lasted this long because we married on an astrologically favorable day, but it did help support the bond that already existed. Finding auspicious dates is a valuable service astrology can provide. In fact, this coming weekend looks pretty good for getting married, falling in love, should you be so lucky, or starting something new. Venus, the planet of love and happiness, is harmonically linked with Jupiter, which tends to make things grow and improve. So when I say good luck, I mean it. It's available. Until next week, I am Nick Symington for Glancing at the Stars.